Pod Show. We are live streaming, and what an absolutely beautiful day. We've had a little bit of overcast here today, but it's all good. It's still really, really warm. I'm really pleased to be sitting here with Mateus. He is the director of Ventura Yachts. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here with you and to take the opportunity to speak to you guys and to the Balearic Show.
Yeah, well, I mean, take a look. We're on, is it the biggest yacht at the show?
He's on the Palma Boat Show. As you know, there is, in this event, is the main show, we call it, is Palma Boat Show, and then you have the Super Yacht Show. Obviously, we're not, the big boys are also there, yeah. But for the Palma Boat Show, yes, we are actually in the biggest yacht.
Well, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, this yacht becomes belongs to the Ferretti Group. It's one of the brands that we represent for Spain and the UK. She's built in Ancona in the Custom Line shipyards. She's 33 meters and is semi-displacement technology of the hull, which basically she runs at 10 knots only with a very low consume and a very beautiful way of navigating at sea, big volumes and triple deck. So it's a bit of the summary of this boat. It's a bit of everything on it.
Well, we have definitely walked around a little bit, and it's a beauty of a boat. Thank well, tell you. Us a little bit more about Ventura Yachts as well. Mm. What do you guys offer?
We, since 1999, the founders of Ventura have been related to the Ferretti Group, which is a group, an Italian group, the most popular probably, that compounds several brands. It's got several brands. Custom Line is one of them, but we also have the iconic Riva on display. We have the
which
Ferretti
we're going to see in a little bit, aren't we?
A bit later, we've got the Persians. Let's call it the Ferrari of the sea, and so they're very well known. And we've been lucky to be the exclusive distributors for Spain and UK, as I said, since the 90s. So that's what we do, and we have offices in Barcelona, London, Marbella, and Mallorca, which is the one that I'm lucky to direct.
So you're very international as well, if people are looking to buy.
Yeah, our customers, I mean, we have the dealerships for UK and the Spanish nationalities, but in the end, you keep on selling worldwide, basically. Yeah,
because we do. Have you found in the past year that you've seen an increase coming from elsewhere as far as boat sales?
Definitely. We, when the confinement hit us all in the society worldwide, we were, I think all the companies were a bit nervous, what is going to happen. And in the end, we said, okay, at the end of the day, a boat is a COVID-free bubble. It's a COVID-free environment. And we're lucky to deal with a range of customers that is, their economic position, their economic health position is very high. So it was a bit of the fact that everyone wanted to be away from COVID, away at sea, on anchor, and the fact that, well, okay, these products are normally sold into strong economies. So it was a bit of that gave us a very interesting increase of sales during last year that we just dragged into this year, luckily. So we've seen better results in the industry in general, both in brand new and second-hand boats.
That's exciting. Yeah, very exciting. Well, you know what, guys? I have to draw attention to the fact that neither one of us are wearing masks, but we are respecting our social distancing. When you are walking around the show, definitely you need to make sure that you have your mask on, and we do have those masks. So we're going to cut this now because I want to take you over to the Riva. So we'll be back very shortly. Don't go anywhere. This is Ria coming to you live from the Balearic Yacht Show. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Now we are on board a Riva. These boats are classics. They're absolutely amazing, and I can't say enough about them. And if you haven't tuned in before, this is Mateus. He is from Ventura Yachts, and we have just been on another yacht, but I got to say, out of some of the Italian brands, the Rivas are definitely ones that I really enjoy. Tell us a little bit about this yacht.
Yeah, it's, basically, we are the Riva that we are now in 2021, but it keeps the essence of the old 60s when Carlo Riva, the founder, and the genius that created this brand started to build them in this same material that we have here on this table. So we still keep an idea of what it was in the 60s, but we build it today with the latest technology and, of course, in fiberglass. They're not made in wood like they were. And they're not only for lakes, but they're also for open seas. And we go all the way from 27 feet to 50 meters, actually, which is our latest model, 50 meter. They call it 50 metri, the Riva. So the brand has grown a lot, but it still keeps, as I said, the heart and the ideas that made her where what she is today.
How long, when did Riva start building boats, the brand?
Officially 1963. Yeah. Carlo Riva opened us, picked up in the Lake Iseo, in the area of Saonico, near Milan. He picked up this factory, turned it into a very nice shipyard, and started building them in this material, in wood. It was mahogany wood. So they started getting more and more and more known everywhere. And I mean, we all have pictures in our head in black and white of the Monaco royal family being on them, the Dolce Vita, we say. And that's where the icon started in actually 1963.
Yeah, because I got to say, I mean, I've seen them, and I'm sure many of you out there have seen them as well in movies, and some of the most famous Hollywood actors, yes. This is the kind of thing that you see and you remember.
Yes, and we actually have now, which is very interesting, we was created last year in still a current book that we sell. It's called Riva in the Movies. So it's about that particular subject that you just said.
Yeah.
Where Riva has appeared in movies, is they now created a book about it. So.
Yeah, because it's iconic. It really is. Some of the most iconic stars of the world have been, some of them long past, but, absolutely iconic. Well, you know what? If you're coming in Mallorca and you're coming down to the Balear Yacht Show, definitely do come to the Ventura stand here, yacht stand, and check them out, and maybe they'll even, if you talk nice, Mateus may even bring you on board.
Definitely, absolutely, yeah. Come and see Riva, guys.
I thank you very much your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We're going to be back here at 1600 hours CET time, and there's going to be a lot more exciting things. Oh, actually, we've got another one coming up just after this, so don't forget to tune in for that. And then again at 1600, we're going to be coming to you from the deck of the Moonraker. Join us. Once again, this is Rhea for the Balearic Yacht Show.